It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The 2026 Winter Olympics wrapped up Sunday, and Wisconsin athletes are making headlines around the world.
That's the sound from Milwaukee Sunday morning as the men's U.S. hockey team competed for gold. Both U.S. men's and women's ice hockey teams ultimately won gold this year, with more than a quarter of the women's team having played for the UW Badgers hockey team.
Speed skater and Kewaskum native Jordan Stolz took home three Olympic medals in Italy, losing his chance for a fourth medal Saturday by 0.09 of a second.
Jenny Peek is an editor at Wisconsin Public Radio and writes the Wisconsin Today newsletter. She's been closely following the U.S. women's hockey team and attended a watch party in Madison. Jenny, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And Evan Casey is with us, WPR reporter covering the greater Milwaukee area and southeast Wisconsin. He was at a watch party for speed skater Jordan Stolz. Evan, welcome back.
Yeah, good to be here. Thanks.
Jenny, let's start with the women's hockey team. You were at a watch party. What was the atmosphere like?
Yeah, so I was in Madison at the Student Union, and the atmosphere was amazing. People of all ages there, your standard USA chants, and the most massive cheers anytime one of these UW Badger women were on screen. I talked to a 9-year-old named Nora who skipped school to watch the game with her mom and her older brother, and she just started playing hockey, and she said she was dreaming of being like the women she was watching, and it was really this cute moment.
And Evan, you were at a watch party for the men's team Sunday. Set the scene for us.
Yeah, it was great. That game started at 7 a.m. on a Sunday. So there wasn't, you know, hundreds of people at the bar I went to, but there's, you know, about 30, 40 people gathered there to watch the game. They were handing out coffee and I had some Kringle as well. So it was great. I mean, when we won in overtime, the place erupted with cheer. It was really fun. It was a lot of fun watching that with people.
And Jenny, speaking of overtime, the women's game. I don't know. It was a tense time, I imagine. Were there a lot of gasps of dismay at pivotal moments?
Yeah, I mean, the room was tense. People were gasping and awing and then cheering, and there was a lot of up and down momentum there.
Let's dig into some of the team now, Jenny. You've been following the women's team since before the Olympics. What moment stuck out to you the most based on that experience as you're watching the hockey team win gold?
So that game was a considerably more rocky start in comparison to their other games. They were just dominant throughout the series, almost shutting out every single team that they played, scoring at least 5 goals in every game. And so to see that slow start, I think people were a little bit apprehensive. Canada really upped its game and seemed like they were out for revenge. But much like a lot of the series, these Badger athletes really stood out. Notably, the shot on gold from current Badger Layla Edwards late in the third period. Captain Hillary Knight deflected that into the goal to tie it 1-1. And, you know, that really turned the tide for Team USA. And without that Badger connection, I don't think we would have seen overtime.
Right, Jenny, we're talking about the women's hockey team in particular in Wisconsin because there's such a huge Wisconsin connection. You just spelled out some of the key players there. Tell us a little more.
Yeah, so there were six UW Badger athletes playing on Team USA, 4 current UW Badgers and 2 former. So I mentioned Layla Edwards, who plays for the Badgers now, and Captain Hillary Knight, who played from 2007 to 2012. There's also Caroline KK Harvey, Kirsten Sims, and Ava McNaughton and Britta Curl Salem. And Carolyn was also kind of a standout player throughout the series. And it's kind of amazing just to see this representation of UW-Madison Badgers on the ice in Canada. Like you mentioned, a quarter of the team were Badgers, and it was the most from any other team.
We are talking about Wisconsin athletes making history at the Winter Olympics in Italy with WPR reporters Jenny Peek and Evan Casey. Evan, let's take off our hockey skates and lace on our speed skates. I assume they're different. 21-year-old speed skater Jordan Stolz ultimately won 3 Olympic medals this year. You also ran a watch party for him at Stolz's elementary school in Hartford late last week. What was that hometown crowd like?
It was awesome. It was great. I mean, there had to be hundreds of students from that school all packed into the same gym that he actually grew up in, running around in himself. They watched the broadcast on this little projector that was at the end of the gym. I mean, I couldn't hear myself think for like maybe the half an hour that they were in there. He was actually the last set of the day. So students got in there a little bit early, watched some of the other races. And anytime that Jordan was on the screen, they just went like nuts. It was crazy. They were obviously chanting his name. A lot of them had American flags that they were waving. And then when he started the race, I mean, it was just nonstop screaming basically in the gym. I looked over and I saw some of his former teachers as well were just right across from me, and a few of them were tearing up and crying, and it was very emotional for them, obviously. Jordan didn't even get gold that race, but I don't think it mattered to any of them who were in that gym.
And Jordan, when you found Evan, when you found quiet enough moments, you talked to some teachers and students there at the elementary school in Hartford. What kind of things did they have to say?
Yeah, it was cool. I actually walked into the gym and his old PE teacher was standing there and told us to look up, and Jordan's name was actually on the board right there. He actually won a record or got a record for the school's, I think it's like most push-ups in a minute, and his name was still up there, so she was really proud of that. A few other of his teachers, like his third grade teacher, said that he was just a really quiet kid, very humble. But she said that, when he smiled, he pretty much lit up the whole room. Another teacher I spoke to said that, he was just thankful for Jordan giving him the opportunity to say that he was able to teach a Olympic gold medal athlete. So it was really fun for him as well. So all of them spoke very highly of him. He actually went to the school about 3 years ago after the 2022 Olympics. He visited the school again. So the principal is hoping that he comes back sometime soon to kind of share with all the students again this victory as well.
Well, Jenny, Evan took us behind the scenes there. You also had a behind the scenes moment. You got to see three of the players on the U.S. women's hockey team practicing in Madison just a few weeks back. What sticks out to you when you see them performing in practice, not on that big Olympic stage?
Yeah, it was pretty fun. I was at the Laban Arena on the UW-Madison campus, and some of these names will sound familiar. I mentioned them a bit ago. I was watching Caroline Harvey, Kirsten Sims, and Ava McNaughton practice, and they just had such a bond. You know, like they're fierce on the ice no matter where they are, and they were really focused, taking things really seriously. But I talked to them after their practice, and Kirsten Sims was saying how nice it was to be able to go over to Milan with these teammates. It was like taking a little bit of home with them. And Harvey is just a truly insane athlete. You know, throughout the Olympic series, she tied for the most points scored throughout the series. She was named MVP, best defender, made the media all-star team. It's her second Olympic showing. And she was just so humble and really pointed to her teammates as the reason why they had any chance of getting gold. And then Ava McNaughton is a goaltender, and she was the second youngest player on the team. She was so excited to be there. She wasn't expecting to see any playing time, but she got to take to the ice and made a save against Switzerland, which was really special to see. And, you know, they were just really excited to be there. You know, they were just really like amping each other up the whole time in practice, while in Milan, while talking to me.
Evan, you talked to ski jumper Ben Loomis yesterday. He's from Eau Claire and competed in the Nordic combined event in Italy. He made headlines for an odd wrinkle of the final jump in his Olympic career. Here's what he told you about it.
One of the leaf blowers, I guess, wasn't quite paying attention and unfortunately didn't move his in time. So kind of clipped me on the shoulder as I was going down the in run. Fortunately, it's totally fine. Didn't get hurt. Still had a pretty good jump after that, but it was just kind of funny that was my last Olympic competition jump. Something like that happened. So definitely will remember that for a while or forever.
Evan, how did Ben ultimately place?
Yeah, he got 17th and then 27th in his individual competitions. And that's for the normal hill and then the large hill individual competition. I didn't know a lot about the sport until yesterday. Apparently, it combines, ski jumping and cross-country skiing, but that was actually his last Olympic competition. He doesn't plan to compete in 2030. So, kind of a bittersweet for him, year for him, but he said that 17th was great for him. He was really happy with what he did.
And briefly, Jenny, speaking of last competitions, Hillary Knight, Badger, five-time Olympian, captain of Team USA, said, hey, this is her last Olympic game. Briefly, her influence, this Badger's influence on ice hockey.
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, Hillary Knight is essentially the face of women's hockey. She's 36 years old. She was the captain of Team USA. She's captain of the Seattle Torrent of the Professional Women's Hockey League. And that league didn't exist until 2023. And I think that that's like such an important point. The Professional Women's Hockey League is so new, and she played a really key role in creating it. She fought for it, and without her, there wouldn't be this opportunity for these women post college, post Olympics. And while she was in Milan for her fifth time, she set the record for most Olympic goals ever scored for Team USA women's hockey. And so she's just really stamping her legacy in there and will continue to be a huge name in women's hockey, at least on the professional circuit.
And Evan, can you round up how some of the other Wisconsin Olympians fared in Italy?
There's a Pewaukee native, Jaden O'Brien. I don't know if you heard about her. She actually picked up or touched a bobsled, I should say, for the first time in October, and she competed in the two women bobsled. She finished seventh in her Olympic debut. Marcus Mueller, he's a Brookfield kid. He took sixth place in the men's double luge and then fifth in the luge mixed events. That were kind of some of the big other names. There was also some biathletes as well who competed from Wisconsin, as well as a student who went to Marquette University. But Jenny and I looked yesterday. There's about 13, we think, people from Wisconsin who either were born there or who have ties to the state who competed in the Olympics.
And Jenny, very briefly, a bunch of Wisconsinites, Badgers, actually on Team Canada.
Yeah, definitely. So there were five former Badgers, so they're not current Badger players, but five of them playing for Team Canada. And so there's just the UW Madison hockey program really churns out Olympic athletes. Their coach, Mark Johnson, was pivotal in the 1980 Miracle on Ice men's game. And so he knows how to train Olympic athletes, and young women seek out the university to get that training, to work under someone that knows what it takes, the focus, the importance of just staying with your head in the game. And
That we'll leave it there. Thanks to Jenny and Evan, Jenny Peek and Evan Casey, both of WPR, bringing us up to date on Wisconsinites and Badgers in the Winter Olympics.